clerk, I'm going to swear in the two new appointed by city council members to the Leisure Service Advisory Committee. If Mr. Kirschner and Ms. Wright would stand and raise their right hand and repeat after me, inserting your own name. I.
I.
I, Jennifer Wright.
Benny Kirschner.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
Constitution and government of the United States.
Of America and of the state of Florida.
Of America and of the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
I am duly qualified to hold office.
Under the Constitution of the state.
Under the Constitution of the state.
And that I will well.
That I will well.
And faithfully perform.
And faithfully perform.
The duties of the Leisure Services Advisory Committee.
The duties of the Leisure Services Advisory Committee.
Of the city of Palm Coast.
Of the city of Palm Coast.
Of which I am now about to enter.
Of which I am now about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
So help me God. Amen.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jackets and your rifles in the back. I'm in trouble already.
Vice Chair Mary.
To call this meeting to order, and we'll start with the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Virginia, can we have the roll call?
Vice Mary Giraulo?
Here.
Committee Member Campbell? Committee Member Milberg? Committee Member Walters? Committee Member Witte?
Here.
And Committee Member Jennifer Wright?
Here.
And Committee Member Bernard Kirschner?
Present.
You do have a quorum.
All right, so looking at the minutes, did everyone get a chance to look at those? They were very brief. Can I call for
I'll make a motion we accept the minutes as written.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that carries. And so our next agenda item is the discussion by superintendent of matters not on the agenda.
There's nothing to discuss at this time.
Could you give us a update on the latest in Parks and Recreation? Anything, any new programs or any recent programs in the last month that we should be aware of?
We are currently doing the senior games this week. We're actually halfway through, so it's been very exciting. We're going to be right under 200 participants, and I would say about half of those are outside of the city of the Palm Coast that's came in. So it's actually been very exciting. We're hoping the weather will hold off for the next 2 days so we can get pickleball in. We have 82 participants for that event just alone, so we're going to be busy over the next 2 days. We will be starting all of our fall programs here within the next couple of weeks. Our first discovery trip is actually going to be on Friday, so we're excited for that, and it is full. And I believe most of our programs that we do right now, we have offered in the past. We are in the process of looking at what our transition is going to be with the new community center once that gets approved.
Great.
What's the status on Holland Park?
The status on Holland Park is that it's currently still under renovations. The city is taking more of an effort to get involved into it. We don't have an actual timeline for the entire park to be open right now. A lot of that's based off of Public Works trying to understand what the blueprints and those sort of things and maybe fixing some of the things that's already been done. We are trying, from my understanding as a city, to get everything back up and running piece by piece so when the basketball parks are done, they'll be open to the public and those sort of things. I do know we're hoping to get some of the sports fields up and running here sooner rather than later. So the park itself, I don't have a date, but I do know the certain amenities as they get finished, we are wanting them to be open to the public.
Thank you.
I was Googling the Parks and Recreation programs and saw the wonderful fall recreation guide.
Mm-hmm.
Can we have that emailed to the committee members?
Sure, can. It just became active yesterday. So.
Oh, okay. So it was brand new.
Yep, gotcha. It was brand new.
Terrific. I don't know if you have seen that yet, But that would be good for all of the committee members to get familiar with the lineup of fall programs. As Alex said, there are a number of programs that are repeats each year, so you can start getting a sense of what's available for the community.
Great.
So any other questions from the committee?
No.
All right. I wanted to do, can we insert introductions of the members? Is that acceptable to insert an agenda item? Okay. What we've done in the past when we added new members is to go around and introduce each member and your passion about the local recreation programs, whether that's parks and trails or kids programs or sports, whatever your particular interest is, why you want to join the committee. So we'll do everyone, even the returning members, so that you can get to know us as well. Great. So I'll start. I'm Mary Girallo, and I have been on the Leisure Service Committee for a while now. I love all of the nature here in Palm Coast, all the parks and trails that are available. My husband and I go out birding and enjoying the nature locally, so we really take advantage of that. My husband is on the city staff and runs the birding festival each year, so that's one of my big passions, and I volunteer for that every year. As well as arts and culture is part of my job background. I work for United Arts of Central Florida in Maitland, down near Orlando. So when we get to the cultural arts grants, I'm always really excited to see the culture that's here in our community. So those are my passions. Maybe Bob would go next.
I'm a local realtor here in town. I joined this committee. I believe that when you live in a community, you have an obligation to give back at some point in time. And I'm also very active. I have been till my back went out. Play a lot of tennis, golf, bike, more the outdoor type. I think the parks and trails, as Mary said, that we have here are extraordinary. And for this community, and a community this size, the facilities that we have that invites people to relocate to Palm Coast or paramount. And I just think that when you live in a community like this and enjoy all the lifestyle that we have, you kind of give back, and this is my way of giving back at a lower level. I have no desire to sit at this desk or sit anyplace else on a different basis. So this is why I'm here.
So my name is Jennifer Wright, and I've been in Palm Coast a little over 2 years, relocated from Connecticut. So I worked for Aetna when I lived there, so spent a lot of time in the insurance industry, and a lot of their focus right before I left is on health and wellness, and that was one of the reasons we picked Palm Coast to relocate to, was just the outdoors and being able to be outside and enjoy nature. And my husband and I both bike. I'm a former runner, now I'm a walker because of my knee, but we love the trails. And so that's definitely kind of the passion that brought me here today. And we live right next to Waterfront Park, so I like to take the dogs there quite often and just sit and just check everything out. So it's absolutely beautiful. And that was one of the first things our realtor had showed us, Waterfront Park, before we were buying our house, and that was definitely a selling feature for us. I did just get my real estate license last year, but I'm not doing anything with it yet, so so I thought if I did, though, that this would be a great opportunity, as Bob mentioned, to kind of get back and serve the community. So I'm happy to be here.
Welcome.
I'm Bernie Kirshner. I've lived in Florida for 56 years and in Palm Coast for about 10 years now. My main concern in wanting to be a member of this committee were the children in our town. I see so much more that we can do for them, and I'd like to pursue that effort. Although I play golf, I run, I bicycle, and I'm also a realtor for 10 years. I'm really my wife's secretary. She's the head honcho realtor. and I really look forward to offering of myself rather than taking.
Terrific. Welcome, Bernard, as well. Okay, so the next agenda item is report by committee on programs or events attended. And that is a piece that we, as a committee, brought onto the agenda as a returning item every meeting so that we could talk about anything that had happened since the last meeting, anything that you had volunteered, any Parks and Recreation program that you had volunteered for and how that went, or if you observed as an audience member or a participant, or you just were walking through a park and noticed something. So it's just a chance for committee members to speak about their experiences as community members here in Palm Coast. So I'll start. I participated with my husband in the Intercoastal Waterway cleanup just this last weekend. We took our kayak out on the Intercoastal Waterway from Long Creek's put in and picked up 25 pounds of trash. Oh. So that was fun. And then I served as the mascot. They had a costume for Digger the Oyster. I got to dance around and try and make the kids happy. So that was a lot of fun. Anybody else have a program that you'd like to report on or a park that you've walked through recently? Anything?
I'd like to mention that many, many years ago, I had an opportunity to live in a hammock many years ago. And I can remember looking at the canals. I live in the C-section on a canal, on the main canal. And many, many years ago, you can look down and see the fish. It was as crystal clear as could be. And I think over the years, between fertilizer and everything else we could put into the water, we've taken that away from us. And when you kayak, you really sit on top of the water. You cannot look into it. And I'd like to see some effort put back into getting our water, like the East River, on the Hudson River up in New York, what they did to bring it back. And I don't think we're really talking dollars, we're talking people's efforts.
I don't know what goes into cleaning up the water. I know that a number of the springs around Florida have done some cleanups. So I have no idea. Maybe that's something you bring to the council.
Certainly.
Right. Definitely. Any other thoughts on programs attended? All right, great. So moving on to old business, and we have the cultural arts grants. So I know we have a couple folks in the audience, and I'd love to get the introductions of who's here, just so we know who we can call on if we have a question. So if you'll just give your name and the organization you're with, we'll start with you.
All right, I'm Bill Saney, and I'm the quote, grant administrator for the African American Cultural Society. I've been involved with that particular activity for them over the last 8 years. So that's why I'm here.
Thank you.
I'm Betty Christian with the Coral Arts Society. This is my first year going through the grant process, so I've come to all the meetings to see what's going on.
I'm sorry, I did not get the organization.
Coral Arts Society.
Okay, thank you.
Did the Coral Arts Society submit a grant application this time?
Yes, we did, back in July.
We're missing that one. We're going to have to look back in the files.
Yes, it was on the 14th.
We've had some staff transition, as you may be aware, and so we'll definitely look at your application. We just need to... Oh, that would be great. Terrific. I'm so glad you came.
I'm kind of concerned when I looked at some of the minutes. Because another one, and I
sure, B. Smith. At Palm Coast Gov.
I just sent another copy of it to Claudia yesterday.
Oh. Right, and Claudia's retired. So the email probably came back.
Sure.
Okay, Perfect, thank you.
Great, and you, sir?
I'm Jerry Lapidus, I'm representing City Repertory Theater.
Great, thank you for coming. All right, so we have a number of applicants who are not represented in the audience, so if we have questions, they won't be able to answer. But maybe they'll come in late. Okay, so the purpose of this grant is, as you may have read in one of the grant applications, it included the entire guidelines. Mm-hmm. So you may have read the purpose of the grant, but the grant is open to any program that does one of four objectives. Either number one, to educate the public on the unique characteristics of a defined cultural group. Number two, to introduce a distinct traditional activity, event, or program of a defined cultural group. Three, to promote the arts and arts appreciation through various arts genres, and it lists performing arts, visual arts, media arts, and etc. Or number four, to present a new cultural activity, event, or program to the community. So this committee will go through one by one and talk about each application just briefly to bring up any concerns or comments that we have about the applications. It's an opportunity for us to make suggestions for improvement for future applications, because many of these groups will also be applying to other funders like the state of Florida or other foundations. And then we will vote on whether the application is eligible to move on to the next stage, which would be the council. So we'll go first. I believe I have this in alphabetical order, though I may skip one. I'm going to start with the African American Cultural Society. They are requesting $3,000 of a project that is $3,800 total for their cultural arts series, which includes a Kwanzaa program, a Juneteenth program, and two youth programs. And I was pleased to see that there's a new youth program this year with the game show. That sounded wonderful.
Yeah, we at that time, that was in the planning stage. I may approach you.
Sure.
This is... October 15th.
Great.
It's part of our 25th anniversary celebration.
Oh, wonderful.
And we've got two groups going here. We're utilizing, you may or may not be aware that we have a Black History Studies both the high school.
Oh, really? Wonderful.
Black History Studies, both the dances and the program of office. Anyway, we initiated that. And so we're taking students from those classes, kind of a contrast. We still have a family view.
That's great.
Answer questions. And the other thing, you may be aware of the African American mentoring program that's here.
Okay.
And at the middle school level, we're utilizing students from here, the boys and the girls. Our motivational speaker for the program is Dr. Terrence Culler, principal of Philadelphia, who's been involved with the mentoring program for many, well, since we started. And Dr. Knight is here.
That's perfect.
I want that because we're circulating that information now from the teacher. And they associate that. All I can do.
Terrific. That's a
wonderful. And as you notice, by the way, the logo.
Yes, yes. City of Palm Coast, you notice. Yeah. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for that update. That's terrific.
I got an email from the budget, from the finance director. The budget for fiscal year for the cultural arts is $30,000.
$30,000. Wonderful. I believe, if my calculations are correct, that we have requests of $25,500. Slightly wrong on that, but that means that we have enough money for all of the existing applications. So anybody else have a comment on this application? Anything you read about that you wanted to bring up? No? All right.
The only thing I would say is that the African American Cultural Society has been very involved in this community for a number of years. I personally know a lot of folks out there, Mr. Whiting, Mr. Pinto, and others, and it's the leader of our community in bringing, I think, our community together. I certainly would support their request for a grant.
All right, so if we want to make a... Yes?
I have a question for you.
Sure.
In your request for grant, you mentioned that based on past year's attendance,
yes,
you anticipate an increase in attendance. Do you have any numbers?
Well,
what your past attendance was and yeah, what you anticipate?
Like the Kwanzaa program, which is in December. Kwanzaa runs from December 26th through January 1st. Long and short of that, it generally runs, I'd say, about 100 attendance for that. We each year, we try to make a two-day program. Recent years, we have one day for something. And we accomplish the 7 days of Kwanzaa. Usually that's one day. But our attendance is jumping at 100 times a day. Now, with the Youth Reality Program we have in February, that's a program where we utilize the kids in portraying famous African-American icons. All kinds of genders, political attributes. And they pointed out that 5 years ago, when we had our 20th anniversary, we were fortunate to have Ambassador Andrew Young as part of our anniversary celebration. This year, this one is not part of the grant. This here is one that's like a fundraiser for our organization, which always exists for our 25th, this is our 25th anniversary. And we were fortunate enough this year to have Val Demings, former chief of police of Orlando, and recently she's won the primary to run the key for Congress. But she's not in our area, so it doesn't create any kind of political atmosphere here in Flagler County. She's not running away from district. But to get back to your question, the Youth Reality Program sold out. We have to rent additional chairs. We're talking about over 200 people. You know, we attend that. Our chairperson is really outstanding in getting those to come out. And I might add that over and above what we do, that we list as expenses and what have you, he also generates donations, scholarships, which is not a part of this in that sense. But we're able to give out several $1,000s in scholarships as a result of that program for kids that participate. And that's all pure donations that money comes from. And then the Juneteenth program, which is in June, that commemorates when slaves in Texas, the Galveston area, were first notified that, in fact, the Emancipation Proclamation was initiated 2.5 years before. Obviously, this is pre-email, pre-a lot of things. Anyway, that's like the that's what that celebration is all about. Finality, if you will, of the Emancipation. And that would be because it's in June, we're going to have cookouts and we're going to have vendors, we sell some wares. And we generally get some city officials to be a part of, in fact, all these programs are always invited. City officials to be there. They give remarks. I was coming for this here on the 25th, we're going to be at Kansas High School and have you interview the mayor. Level, and we get proclamations and
comfortable to write a check for about $7,000. You won't ask where any membership is. You know, we'll just be fine. But of course, I haven't had anyone. Well, I hope that answers your question. I get a little bit nervous. Sorry about that. Okay, I'm both like you're funding your passion. My passion for the AACS. I'm here this evening. Tomorrow I'm leaving to go north and visit family, so I'll be on the road this time.
No, we have to make the decision today, yep. Well, I think we're ready to vote on this one. So whether we had here a motion that it is eligible to pass on to the council.
I'll make a motion that it's eligible to pass on to the council.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? No one opposed. So, passes. Moving on to City Repertory Theater. So we have, they're applying for, I forget the amount, must be $3,000 for their 2016-17 season, which includes 9 shows, one that is not included in the grant, but 8 that are, and then a number of wonderful shows. So anybody have comments or questions about this one?
Application was pretty thorough.
I had one question about the budget. On the program budget, it showed revenue of $15,000 over expenses, but not the operating budget. So I wasn't sure if that was an error or...
Well, you know, we're trying to agree with the way that is the budget material is designed.
Sure.
Now, I've been involved in professional theater most of my life. This is technically a community theater, but the work is outstanding. We do things that aren't done in most professional theaters. Our season this year will include the regional premiere of Next to Normal, which won the Pulitzer Prize as well as the Tony for Best Musical a couple of years ago. And we do a combination of great new plays, great old plays. I'm very proud to be associated with it. So.
Thank you. Any other questions? We'll hear a motion that it's eligible to move on.
I'll make a motion that it's eligible to be passed on to the City Council.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and the next one would be Choral Arts Society, and I know we have a hard copy of this one. I would be happy to add some of the salient points, because I believe we have to make the decision here. We don't have a chance to email vote and let the committee, afterwards, like, email that to the committee and do an email vote and...
You can't do it by email.
Okay.
You can hold a special meeting to finalize all of this.
Gotcha.
And you can call that at your pleasure.
Why don't you just go through it real quickly and
we'll
follow your lead. How's that?
All right. So Choral Arts Society is requesting $3,000. The total program cost is $15,382. It's for a three concert series. Their last grant received was $2,532. So the purpose of the organization, they were founded by Cheryl Robinson. I'm going to skip a little bit of that. They're a community organization open to all qualified musicians. They love choral music, purchase their own music, and pay annual membership dues. The purpose is to enrich cultural life of our residents by bringing the best choral music to Palm Coast and the Flagler County area and to encourage the pursuit of music in our young people through annual scholarship. And then the purpose of the program being considered for funding, they perform 3 concerts per year in December, May, and July. Previous year's attendance for the 3 concerts was 806 persons. The concerts were held in December... in July, as said. The December concert ushers in the Christmas season. The May concert is a selection of Broadway stage pieces, and the July concert celebrates the holiday with patriotic favorites. There are 2 performances of each concert, with the exception of the July 4th concert.
Where were they held?
They were held in St. Thomas Episcopal Church and are open to the public without charge, but a free will donation is requested. And if awarded, the financial assistance from City of Palm Coast will be used to offset the cost of printing newsletters, programs, postage, advertising and promotion, and creation, enhancement, and maintenance of the website. Funding is necessary to continue to meet the expenses. Free will donations fluctuate over the years, and donations as well as dues from the members are the sole sources of revenue to keep the organization operating. So they have the 501c3 letter. They have the budget form is filled out with showing the request amount and the total program budget of $5,000 and change, and their total organization budget of $15,082. And that's in excess of revenues of $14,140.
Sounds like they qualify, so I'll make a motion that we approve this and send it to City Council.
Just checking the support materials. There are programs included from a couple of the concerts.
Wasn't this held last year?
This has been held every year since 1999.
Yes, it has. Yeah, we approved it last year, I remember it.
And I think we had.
Yes.
I do note that the programs don't seem to show the City of Palm Coast logo.
We did not have that this year.
That explains it. Okay, great. Great. Okay, so now you're all set. Terrific. Okay, did you...
I'll make the motion that this be approved and sent to City Council.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
And for our new members, just so you will know, City Council is the official person that approves anything. We pass it on, but they could give them $3,000, they could give them $2,000. We don't have control over that.
Of the
we
amounts.
Just understand right. From reading the Bible. Okay.
Great. So the next one alphabetically is Community Chorus of Palm Coast. They're requesting $3,000 of a $13,000 budget for their concert series. They also do a couple concerts per year. Anyone have a question or comment about this application?
There was a statement in the request that they continue to receive grants. Has it been the same? Have they escalated? Where have the grants been in the past to them?
The total from City of Palm Coast? I don't have those numbers, but I know the city budget has been about $25,000 to $30,000 each year. So organizations tend to get to $3,000. You know, it depends on the number of applicants. So you know, you have more applicants, you spread the money farther, and you get less. But you know, depending.
Is $3,000 the cap we put on?
Yes,
that's what.
Yes, and also 80% of the program budget. So if 80% is less than $3,000, then we cap it there.
Thank
right.
You.
Right. So I didn't have any questions about this application.
Then I'll make a motion that we approve this application and send it to City Council.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. The next one is First Methodist Church. They're requesting $3,000. The total program budget is $18,250, and they're requesting it for their concert series. We don't have a representative from First Methodist. I did have a question of some of the other expenses, but since they're not here, we'll skip that. Any other comments?
There was a notation in their request, if I can read it. Hence, the continuation of this ministry is largely dependent upon this grant. I feel bad if we reject it, because the ministry, I mean, according to that, and I don't know if that's, you know, I want to see the ministry go on regardless of whether they get this money or not.
Well,
so I didn't understand if it was that pertinent, the giving of the money, although I feel they do a really a good job. And I'm sorry we don't have a representative.
Yes, always. It's always a good idea for grant applicants to show up to meetings like this, definitely.
But this is not the first year they have applied either.
Right.
They're returning applicant.
I see that in all of our...
Yeah, all of them are.
I don't believe we actually have any new applicants this year.
I don't remember seeing any either.
Thank you.
Sure. Do we have a motion? Our new members are welcome to give motions as well.
Please jump in.
Bob doesn't want it all to himself.
A motion to continue?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion to continue? Is that what you said?
I'm sorry.
Meeting.
Can you clarify your motion? You said motion to continue.
I thought I was replicating what Robert had said.
Motion to, shall we say, motion to have the organization be eligible? Motion that the organization is eligible to receive funding.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mary, if I may, real quick, we did have new organizations that did try to attempt to fill out the application, but it was not filled out correctly by the time of. So there were new organizations that applied that did not meet the requirements of the application.
Gotcha. Well, maybe next time they'll get it together. There we go. All right, so
that's a good general question of the committee, if you don't mind. So something that I had thought about as I was reviewing everything. What is the... I know there's some religious organizations that apply for these. So what is, what are the rules in terms of a religious organization receiving funding from the city, or how does that work?
I believe, if I remember correctly, that it simply can't be a program that...
it's not open to the public?
No, there's religion, but I don't see that in our eligibility issue. Typically with granting organizations, you would just make sure that it wasn't a program that inculcated religion.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
That probably should be added to the guidelines for future, just for, and we've had these churches apply over and over, and they're doing a cultural program that doesn't, proselytize, but that should be an eligibility item, just that the cultural program. That would go under Section 6, non-allowable expenses. So perhaps something like any program that that inculcates religion or proselytizes for a specific religion.
Wouldn't that be up to City Council to determine that? Not us?
No, actually, we change the guidelines every year. So that's we can suggest changes to the Parks and Recreation staff, anything that we think that should be added to the guidelines.
Okay, great.
So it's not a problem we've had to deal with yet, but it is a good thing to have in as a roadblock.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Sure. Next is Flagler County Art League, and they are requesting $3,000 of a $5,000 budget for their Artworks program, which is bringing art careers information to high school students, helping them interact with working artists to understand what it's like to be an artist in the real world, which I think is just wonderful. I did notice that they were missing their IRS letter. That doesn't mean that they aren't 501c3. They inserted their Florida Certificate of Exemption instead, which is a common mistake. They seem like the same thing because they both say you're a nonprofit, but I'm sure they're fine. I didn't have any other questions about this application.
No, I'll make a motion that the application be approved and submit to City Council.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
That passes. So now we're on Gargiulo Art Foundation, and I believe you're representing them as well, or no?
No, okay. I'm still sitting Sorry. Here. I just moved up. I'm here. Not as good as it once was.
Gotcha. $3,000 of a $3,800 request, and their program is Expanding Horizons, which includes workshops for individual artists exhibits that the public will be able to see the art, a panel of artists, as well as a performance, which seemed really interesting. It's labeled as a performance piece called Conversations at an Art Reception. It involves five artists and five to-be-named strangers. So I'm not sure if that will be performance art, how that will be, but that sounds like an interesting activity. I noticed that on the budget, the request column should total to $3,000, and it doesn't for some reason. But the request, I believe we take that from the front of the application rather than from the budget form, so.
Yeah, this has been held. This is not the first time they've held it. This is held out at the Salvo out behind the nursery out there, J.J. Graham at his place. Tom is a famous artist from New York, if you don't know who he is, quite renowned. And this has been a staple of the community for a number of years. I would certainly invite Bernie to make a motion that we approve the application.
I make a motion to accept the application as submitted.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, moving on. Palm Coast Arts Foundation. They're requesting $3,000 of a $45,000 budget. This is for Picnic and Pops, which will happen May 7th of 2017. There were a number of spelling and grammar mistakes. The narrative was very short. This wasn't true of their last application, so I'm not sure what happened. Maybe someone was putting it together. They didn't use the budget form at all and just put together a budget on their own stationery. So that meant we were missing their organizational budget, as well as any distinction between what the grant money would be used on. And this probably wouldn't have any problem with this this committee, but for any other grant application, that's really bad form and means that you probably wouldn't get a grant. So they should just note that and make sure that they submit a grant application that's complete in the future.
Mary, do we have a template that they get?
For the budget, yes.
For all of this stuff?
Mm-hmm. Well, not for every item, but the budget does have a template form, and they will use it.
I would probably tend to, I know they've been here before, too.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I know what
exactly.
They do. I would certainly
recommend
that we approve it, right. But I think what I would do is let them, as well as all of the other applicants, know in the future that if you don't follow the template and give us the correct information, the correct form, then your application will not be considered. I think that's just common sense in my book.
Any other thoughts on this application? I'm hoping to make it.
I'll make the recommendation that we accept the application and submit it to City Council for approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, so moving on to Polonio Society of Corona. They are requesting $1,500 of a $10,000 budget for 15 Polish dancers for International Festival, which is the city's event. So they will be bringing an event. And any of the cultural arts grants recipients are required to participate in a city event, so they'll be knocking that out right away. I wasn't sure, and I wish they were here, because they asked for $1,500 instead of the max of $3,000, and I wasn't sure if they meant to do that, or if they thought it was more appropriate since they had received a similar amount last year. Sometimes yeah. Grant applicants just don't know that they should ask for the max.
Right. Yeah, they did. That's all they asked for last year, remember?
I mean,
if that's all they asked for, I guess that's all we can approve.
Well, of course, but I would say maybe ask them in the future for their next application. Just make sure that they understand. Sometimes grant applicants think that they have to ask for less in order to seem reasonable and get the grant.
Gotcha.
And really, it's more to their benefit to ask for the maximum, because if there's a prorated formula applied, then they'll get less than the maximum. So it'll be applied to whatever they put in their request line. So I would just say that maybe when we're talking to them, when they're doing their application, we could, you know, just check and see if they only needed 1,500, great. But if they needed 3,000 and were afraid to ask for it, then we should just let them know.
I think there's a stipulation because we're actually paying them the other 1,500 out of the international budget.
Okay.
And so there may be something along those lines of why it's only for the additional 1,500.
That would make sense.
But
thank
I am
you.
Not for sure.
Okay. That would make a lot of sense. I also noticed on a lot of these applications that they were using different budget forms. Some of them use the budget form that has the three columns, this request, total program budget, and total organization budget, but about half of the applications had a budget form that said budget of the program being considered, eligible items to be considered, and organizational fiscal year budget. So I wasn't sure if maybe during the application process they downloaded the wrong form, maybe it had been changed somewhere through the time it was available online.
Or they possibly, since they are repeat applicants, that they've used an old form.
Yeah, I would say it's just a caution, when you download an application, make sure you're using the most recent version of a form because it looks bad, especially if the information is something that we need to make a decision. So noting that the budget is going to be different this next year, we should see them all come in the same format next year, hopefully.
Well, I'd like to see with the template where they can fill this thing in online, where it's all typed, where you can read it a lot easier. Some of the handwriting is a little bit squirrely.
Yeah, most of them were filled in, I believe it's an Excel form, is that right?
Yes.
Most of them did. We could say on the form, you know, writing this in is not recommended. You using handwriting is not recommended. Please use Excel if possible.
Right.
But that's common sense. In any case, we didn't vote yet on Polonia Society of Corona. Do we have any more questions or discussion about that one?
No, this isn't their first dance either.
Right. Sounds like a
good
I'll
make program. A recommendation that we submit the $1,500 request to City Council for approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Great. It looks like we have approved all of the cultural arts grants to move forward to City Council. Thank you, all of you, for attending. Yes, would you like to say something?
Is it appropriate or necessary when it goes before the council for us to appear there as well?
I think it's good to show support, and especially if they have a question. You know, even to the point of they may just want to come see your production. You know,
so. No date when that's happening.
Do you know, Virginia, what's the next, when will this go to City Council? Is it written in the, it's probably written in the guidelines.
Yeah, in the guidelines, yeah.
Okay.
The either or date.
It's, I don't see it myself, so I'll take your word for it. All right. Okay, great.
Those are both workshop dates, so they do go to council for the workshop first, and then the business meetings would be the week thereafter.
And that would be a Tuesday night?
The first business meeting of the month is a Tuesday evening that begins at 6:30 p.m. The second business meeting is the third Tuesday of the month at 9 a.m.
All right, so moving on to new business. Do we have any new business? I don't see any on the agenda.
No, I would say to our new members, we try to encourage everybody to go out and look at the things that are happening in the community, then report back, you know, like the senior games that we're hoping don't get rained out. And it's a lot of fun to watch some of this stuff. You know, a lot of things for the youth, like at Halloween time, they'll have Halloween contests and things. And if you really want to be ambitious, be a judge and find out how difficult it is. So just participating in some of that and reporting back to the committee, I think, is good.
You know, one thing I'd like to add to that, I think with a lot of the transition that's going to be happening with Parks and Rec, Leisure Services is going to be heavily involved in that. So I think a lot of it is setting objectives now of how you guys want to handle the flow of that information, because there's going to be a lot of times in there specifically with senior programmers and those sort of things. The mediator is supposed to be Leisure Services. So it's one of those, I think, maybe better start talking about that now and how you guys want to handle those directives versus, you know, being asked and we're not prepared and ready for it.
I'm sorry, I don't understand the which directives?
So what I was saying is I think, you know, as we don't have too many items right now as new business, that we maybe discuss what those might be for next meeting,
right,
and have a little bit more clear sight. Because I know in the last meeting we talked about going out and being involved, but maybe be a little bit more specific in how we want to be involved. Because if we're going to start asking to get people's opinions and do surveys and kind of have an input of the community, that we really know where we want that to start from.
Wonderful. Do you have a plan currently of surveying? Is that, has that been done via email or via at events? Or
there has not been anything put in place. I just know in discussions that the way that a lot of the transitions for that process was supposed to be going through Leisure Services as a committee. That's why a lot of it was created.
The surveys?
Yes. The committee. To be able to actually interact and be able to help kind of be the transition between Parks and Rec and the community.
I hear what you're saying. So the intermediary between the two, right.
And that service will hopefully be called upon more frequently with the transition. We can offer better and newer programs with a new community center.
Wonderful. Yeah, I'd love to see an email survey done of the email list and if we could see the feedback of it and sort of use that as one of the things to drive an agenda item. But I think also we have new committee members who have new passions bringing to the committee, so and new areas of experience. So if you have things that you'd like to suggest that we address going forward, you know, problems that you see, like the cleanup of the water and such, then we can look at that. So what is the process for adding an agenda item to the agenda? Is it a week in advance of the meeting? Is it, it has to be done during the meeting itself to say next meeting we will handle this agenda item? What's the process for that?
I want me to answer.
I mean, you can. Go ahead.
Okay. Typically, like for city council agenda items, it's always within 3 weeks of the meeting that we start the process of rolling up what the item is. So if anybody would like to add an item to the agenda, you can email. Right now, it's currently Alex and myself what item that would be, and then I would draft it up and put it in the agenda for you.
Because typically we get the agenda and or the packet 2 weeks before or 1 week before?
1 week before.
1 week before, okay. 1 week before we get the packet. Okay, so, and we have 2 months between meetings. We meet every other month, so that gives us 5 weeks to think about it. And maybe we should have an email sent to the members to remind everyone to suggest something.
I understand this is our last meeting for the year.
Well, but we do have one in November, right?
The letter I received said that this would be the last one.
And that might be due to that, the holiday schedule of Thanksgiving.
That may also be the fact that our fiscal year starts over in October.
That's probably what it is. Okay, yeah, it's October to September. So it's the end of our fiscal year, but the city's fiscal year. But we will have a meeting in November. But however, I should bring that up because I can't make November 9th. That would be the second Wednesday when our meeting would typically be. So I wanted to look at the calendar and see if we could reschedule that, if the members are available for another day. Because I'm available that same week, Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday. The November 7th, 8th, or 10th is the 9th I can't do.
November 8th is election evening, so you probably don't want to have a meeting that night. The 11th is a holiday.
Right, and that's right. So do you have any thoughts on the 10th as a possibility?
Yes, sounds good to me.
Works for me.
Great. Thursday. Yes.
Here at the city,
Yes.
All in the community wing at 5:30 p.m.
Terrific. And so then we also need to look at the, as we were mentioning, the agenda items that we could add.
I'm sorry, did you say November 10th, which is Columbus Day?
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Do you have a holiday on that day?
October is Columbus Day. Hmm? October is Columbus Day. November 11th is Veterans Day.
Okay. And this is, oh, I'm sorry. My finger.
It's a good thing you said that because you probably
10th
were putting it
on. 10th is
the
only day open. That
right.
Really. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Terrific. I'm thrilled that we can all make it. So
if
we'll also have to...
If there is any scheduling conflicts with the room, we will let you know that.
Okay.
Whether we're over here or back there.
Great.
Which we could meet at Bernie's house for Thanksgiving. I went right over his head.
All right. So if we have no further... Do we have any public participation? Anything anyone in the audience would like to say?
I make a motion. We dismiss.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We are adjourned.